they they've now gone up selling their boots on the Eggman Bella. I'm sure it's obvious that McIntyre is not a very popular surname up the north side of Cork City, where I was reared. As children, my father was always telling us that our ancestors came from the Highlands of Scotland. So naturally, my father in particular, we were always interested in Scotland. And I'm sure it's obvious as well that collecting works of art wouldn't have been a very popular pastime among working class people up in Mayfield, where I was reared. But for some reason, my mother came across the most beautiful original oil painting somewhere in an antique shop here in Cork. I don't know which one. It was around 1960, I said that it happened. Of a lovely Scottish scene, and the title of the painting was The Old Moorland Road, Rockymurchus. And it was painted by an artist called William Beattie Brown, who I believe was a prolific painter of Scottish landscapes in the early 19th century. Now, I brought this poem tonight because it's only one I have a book copy, and it's not exactly from the Western Highlands and the Isle of Skye, where perhaps the Magyars came from. Rockymurchus, I've never been there, but I've looked it up. It's on the western side of Cairngorm, and the nearest centre, the nearest town, according to the map, would be a place called Abbeymore. But from what I've read and heard about it, it is the most beautiful place. So this is these are my reflections several years later on the painting. We don't have it now, the house is sold way back in the 80s, but thanks very much. I don't know where it is now. So this is the poem anywhere Rocky Marcus by the Irish person in the age. Rocky Marcus. The hand picked to the reeves and van. Either a banher noy. And cree run this with a lord. And then it eats so frog and leaf, and the wound that didn't the bath, mash tea at a mortar. Nor a vet on seals, don't hire all other them, they're all like a cue to show the sea among the low cover of the Chester Hain. He fain a dance she gave her doubt, whose smooth as yellow shannon has gone, the bow sheen, the hash for a corner, nor a mere fix wheel. The rook she coined a valley, but he mocked us. Over our oar, the mast, and our sea of the newly gorse, the winter mouth. Ride on, thy aching lady. The deed is unmistailed on fame, the blushes glow on the hinge, the night was perfect. Lottie Marcus. Mother longed for art and beauty, holy pictures too, the Sacred Heart. Our Lady of Lourdes, and for the Holy Child who came from Prague, such a long journey in a jewelled smock to shield us all from want. Strange company for a Scottish moor to sit in silence on the parlour wall of a 50s city bungalow. Of course she found it herself, trawling through fragments from the past in a friendly dealer's shop at Fanta Street. So she brought us Rocky Marcus, a high road in the Scottish north. From whence we came, Miss McIntyre. Maybe I'll set out sometime, seek ancestors. Hear their voices rise, perhaps, from sleepy moorland summits. Come on.
So, on Katie and Heather, and it's in Derny Griefa, I will come, and I expect they're in Arash. Queen, he ran. Mara. So, Darren was up with us in December as the guest poster, we can part of that. So, and is there your first time reading that, last one? Yeah. Okay, Darren and Reaper.
I'm going to read in English and in Irish. And although I write in Irish first and translate to English, I feel like it's probably easier to understand the very English version first. So this is one that's very much rooted in Cork, and it speaks the longing and the depth of desire and the urge just to literally turn back time. So it's called Spoon Loop. Southeast Bridge, Cork, November 1995. In the airless bereavement room, I sit straight-backed in a hard plastic chair as a guard that grips my shoulder and leaves me alone. I shake my head. A river runs between my hands. A golden angel is toppled from the spires of my cathedral. An electric eyelet beckons red. I stretch my hand towards it. The image flickers to life. A ghostly chiaroscuro of light and shade. Ancient spires spike the sky. Metal towers of the factory loom. The old bridge's mouth agape, gulping, gorge of black water. I lean in, press my fingers to the left pointing arrows of the smooth plastic button. The image skips, then reverses. Electromagnetic tapes within wind their lazy loops, from spool to spool, from spiral to spiral. And he's pulled from the water, stands safe, dry at the bridge's lip. Scribbling a note, his pen swallows, erases his words, deleting the darkness within. He glances into the water, then jerks and jogs backwards to the cold pint of stout that awaits him in the warm, smoky pub. On the screen, night shadows scatter, shapes sharpen. As yesterday's dawn rises again, its light is bursting the darkness below. Such a day on one leg and an iron body. Cast their slave, Julius and Gatsikas, Kirkic, Stowen, Native Noble Boys. Seeing Drim Deer of her Cahir flashed us, gone on all the harin, Brian Gord there Mahulin, Falkner me Aminer, Locus Dota, Chown Crumha, Angle Orga Tito Maglish, Prim was living. Smaiden Sulin Lestrup Daragram, Sheenum Law Vidrona Delefisha, Muslin Evil Kaishu, Tour Myotel Monica, Owen Porter Dova Slugga, Exhale Bio Andreas, San Sinan Adjori Har. Room Knappen at Leshkin Clay, Lubin and Tate Kutulov, was full good fall. Pradin and Eva, Kulian, Kulian, Lewis their far on Lach Berga, the Shatin Shay Sawas at Tirum, Egimel Andreas, Excrobus, Excriba, Runia Bogbears. I screed north of Shkrita again, ruined she pop her bon and a foca, branding she is the man, drilling, drimmerash, sheer and over, as rare can feel like Jonah, a rash could jump the forward like fun of the fine of flesh, the chalk parna, and tear chubs at the back. And skull line, scapter skull in the heat head, a hire in green and the near reach, galley in the gahna, gach a possibly.
Carlos, Gurney Margaret of Song. So next we have Arduli Madeline.
Yep.
Excellent. Okay. Come up to the mic earlier, you're on.
Thank you.
It's time.
Okay. But sorry about this. This is completely the wrong thing for this evening because it's just a little bit from a short story which is actually set in London. So sorry, there's no Irish at all in this. But it's just a very short bit of beginning, and it's. For Wade, who's the resident writer here in Cork, in one of the district centres. She's wonderful. She's already engaging in all sorts of Irish culture, including even going to a funeral. because this is about somebody young and away from home. I'll just read just a little tiny bit. It's called Thought Two. So here I was. Away from home and the Dole office. Away from cold, wet, bare fields, can't care. Away from the smell of damp and the sound of the North Atlantic Ocean. And from people who scrape a living from milking cows and pass the rest of the time praying or bitching about each other. I was living in London, working at Nine Minute Systems in an office in Rodwell Hill. The job was crap and the pay was lousy. My college degree didn't seem to count. Some of the people I worked with could barely spell it, but they treated me like a moron anyway. It was a real job, not just for the summer. My boyfriend Lorcan had moved there first. He aimed to become a world famous rock musician. He spent most of the first 2 months ringing me up at all hours, crying down the phone, speeding out of his head and begging me to come over. "I need you, Patsy," he would whine from a call box somewhere in Wilson. So off I went, there wasn't much to keep me. It was lonely in London. Every time I opened my mouth on the bus or on the tube, people would look at me as if I had a few pounds of Syntex in my pocket. I began to disguise my accent, even in the party shop down the road. Those Indians, I swear to God you'd think they'd be nice to us Irish, seeing as the English hate with them too. But no, they looked at me like I was an alcoholic every time I went in to buy beer or cider. And when the bundle of evening standards they kept on the counter screamed another headline about IRA bombs, I could feel them looking sideways at me, as if to say, "That's your bloody crowd again, making it worse for all of us," like it was my fault. My 20th birthday was spent in the Pig and Whistle in Finsbury Park with Lorcan and his friend Andy, the drummer. Other guys they knew showed up later, with an Aussie girl who apparently played guitar, and a few punky girls with blue hair, coal-rimmed eyes, and studded belts. I was buying too many rounds of drinks, because Lorcan wasn't. No one had put music on the jukebox, so I went to check it out. While pondering the choices, I glanced over at Lorcan and his gang, and that's when I felt really strange, as if I was watching TV, and suddenly the voices didn't match the mouths of the actors. It was an odd feeling, not what you'd call a road to Damascus stuff. Just a sudden realization that Lorcan and his lot were posers. When you were with them, you could laugh at some stuff, but you couldn't laugh at other stuff. It depended on what the gang thought was cool. I put on Good Times by Chic on the jukebox, but I no longer felt like dancing. The next day was Monday, and when I got to the office I could have cried. Big Monica, the chief administrator, was on the phone, talking to her friends and drinking weak tea. A pile of brown folders lay on my desk, with a handwritten note of instruction. Another day in the life I'd never wanted lay ahead, listening to second-hand conversations and writing formal letters to people I'd never known.
Thanks very much, Adam. That was great. Come back now and let us know who finishes up. Part two. The Empire Strikes Back. So, next up, we have Judy Fields, please.
I actually didn't know this night was kind of an Irishy night. We've all grown up in our Bond Whalen and Ave, but just being a dear of the age, freezing you. Kinney's the Phantoms and Dawn, so the poem is called Destiny, Kinney. And it's about the Irish language. So, Paul Camera or Shinshir, a grass and winter and lay. Shinna a thaw loyrach, Shinna a thaw beyond. A thaw bog of a physicule, a smear of the lyricule. A corn the shield of the talloon, a cohu a manamnocha, a dianga a national need. It's tears in the Zayaga, fit to the fist of his folklore. It's sager in your wrath of the tailor, no sager in your half the harmonio material. More only you meet in Darakyan, Maris Rawa Tom, or though Paishina Chama, Kunshina Ayamnu, the here, the Askapaka Unchinchir Ayamnu. English translation is called something like this. Our ancestral language depends on the people of today. We who are here, we who breathe, moving physically, thinking lyrically, planting seeds in the ground, nourishing their souls, their tongues, their dreams. The Irish language is a rope weaved with knowledge and words. We can climb this rope together, or we can tie it around the neck of the country. If we choose the latter, because it is a choice, the ghost of the language will rise to damn us forever, having committed originally.
So, Enish, but we write against the Tukal government.
And apologies again, like having no Irish here. this is a poem which is part of a series of poems called The Anatomy of Time, and they all kind of ruminate on the meaning of time. And you know, the Greeks had two different words for it. One was Chronos, which was the kind of chronological time, and there was Kairos, which was the moment of time, a special moment of space in time when something happened. And this one's called Midnight. When death stalks the margin of summer's keep, our pores breathe forth it. A nightfall landing of skin on skin sways you within me. Clouds skim the crown of your head. I sink beneath your eyes to follow a twisted road paved with desire. It runs beneath the wooded brow of a hill, defoliated of remorse. And there, on a tree of oars howling longness away on the wind, I halt to see the Kairos moment. Beyond our fleshy border, tombstones perch the world apart. I find no rest till I sway within you, my heart a startled clock. Chronos leaning over me, bewildered. Our midnight landing is a whisper within the margins of our souls, time holds. Thank you.
Okay, Arnold Nguia, Lani Mirai. So, we'll try to keep going to the one poem now from the one, because not that anybody has only one poem so far, so I'm not giving up to anyone or anything, but time is marching on, like, so we'll keep it under control. Okay, on Kate Dinella, Corrigan Quality Rib, Trisha Walsh.
It's called As I Was Walking. As I was walking from Dicker's Road, a charm wound up in midnight. Surveying the gouge of my shoulder, I did not cry out, not even noticing the veins disconnected, the flesh festering. I went along with all the hurt was smiling. Conversation broke out and festered, leaving me scared for life. Quicksilver fixes were administered, so much so, description were all I had to recall down the pub alone. Survey, if you will, the construction and the reason why I answered out calls of my own, and a lover whose trumpet blast made warholes of concrete and set down the door loose on the call of psyche and injury. Thank you.
Okay, so and next up we'll have Maria Dunne.
Hi guys, hi, despite my Irish name, my phone didn't move to that. Okay, so this is called Lipstick. The smooth glide on colour, parting ways of lipstick taste, passes flow. Lipstick, a cliffhanger, quick pick, cherry blossom, or hollow glow, lipstick with a stick ready to go.
Thanks very much. Is that your first time here? We're here before. Too short. next up, Conor Sullivan?
Yeah.
Yeah.
very young man. I had a trilogy of poems about Batman. But I'm only gonna do one. So.
Go on. Two.
But I do two, so just fire them. Okay, the first one is they're not very long. About 4 hours. Batman and why I'd like to be him is the first one. Vigilante Prince of Darkness. If I were you, I'd stop and enjoy my money. But alas, I'm not you, and I'm broken on the dole. You wear a mask to hide your identity. How stupid are folks in Gotham City? You're obviously Bruce Wayne. Still though, if I could swap places with you, I would. I bet you would soon give up your noble deeds if you had to sign on once a month in Malifaux's office like me. It's easy to care when you're loaded. Thank you. I'm still going. Is that okay, everyone? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. That's
special.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm encore. This one's called "The Joker and Why I'm Kind of Like Him." I'm an agent of chaos, just like the Joker. Like a dog chasing a car, I too would not know what to do if I caught it. Patrick is my middle name, but I'm looking into changing it to Chaos. Here are some crazy things that I do. Sometimes when I play pitch and putt, I don't pay the green fees. Sometimes, after ordering and paying for food in my local chip shop, I tell them I paid for a Coke too, and because I'm a regular customer, I get away with it and get a free tin of Coke. Sometimes, at a Garda checkpoint, when I'm asked why I have no tax, I act all confident and tell them I bought the car and I'm awaiting the tax book. You see, there really is no difference between me and the Joker from the Batman series. I'm an agent of mayhem just like him. Me, Cornelius Patrick O'Sullivan. Agent Chaos. Soon to be Cornelius Chaos O'Sullivan. Thank you.
Thanks for that.
It's great.
That was your first time here, isn't it?
Yeah.
By yourself. hopefully we'll see you again for a part three and whatever. So is it no, I've got a name here, Noel O'Gallagher?
O'Callaghan,
going to scale. Noel O'Gallagher.
I imagine being out too. Just too short.
Go on. You're killing me.
This is what happened last week with the Twin Towers and everything else. The new World Trade Center. It's the 10th anniversary of that infamous attack, and New York City has now bounced back. They cleared the site for the structure of a new designed World Trade Center. Out of the ashes, a new tower has emerged in memory of all the people who perished. To boost the morale of the citizens of America, to show their defiance against the fanatical Al-Qaeda. For the world to see just how they feel, they have the courage and have the zeal. That's for the new World Trade Center. This is for the former Ground Zero. Where the towers once stood is now hallowed ground for the families of those who were not found. That site is now a public space for those who died, a final resting place. On the 10th anniversary, the names will be inscribed on bronze plaques for those who died. For their families, it's a fitting tribute, a sacred place for them to visit. It's a lasting testament and a stark reminder for us to remember that fateful 11th of September.
Okay, then in Killa Mulla Initial Bege, so I'm going to make Arona win or Joke Eye.
I was going to try and sing as an Irish, but then I forgot all the words in English, so I'm going to sing the first verse in Irish, unfortunately, so. And then I'll sing the rest in English. It's a lovely song about fishermen at the Aran Islands.
Bach mochila, ipula hermochun, katukatiatif, liba hartoil, small, schabishan, mochun. So, in English then, here the Atlantic season swells, here is a lonesome chapel bell, God save their souls and mine well. The two fishermen can be. The eel's bird is Gabra, not me her nash, like board on trawl. Gamacious on the soft foot, her meows, small, and a shawm of a meela. Yesterday at 4:30, they pushed their crooks from the shore. One took the net, and one took the oar. The two fishermen came. The other the bird is Calibra, not me her nash, a board and trawl. Gamacious on the soft foot, our yard, small, with a shawm of meela. And from Connor Fort, and from St. Chair, towards an Ishmore, and in a shear, they scour a sea in silent prayer, as they go searching their. The other bird is Calibra, not me her nash, like boar and trawl. Gamacious on the saucer, her yard, tomorrow's Rogashan, off in the yula. Draw the sea, lead up the hill. So potatoes in the trill, try to understand God's will, and the loss of the two can be. The birth is Calibra, not may her nash, like bore and trawl. Gamacious on the soft of her yard, moss with the shawm of the needle.
Your mother's sorry, Rosalie. So, he's a true or false when you initially entreated the left. So, our engaged LG has scored in the lake or Simon DC.
Butterfly and the man. I stepped out into the night, a light clicked on and a butterfly came. My left ear hummed and he came nearer, drawn in and out from the dark and into the light. I held my breath and my smoke down by my side and he came closer, his flight lines fractured and he dipped within tragic patterns, paths that broke and buckled unpredictably. Like the motion of a petal having been slapped by the first fall, wet in the eve of a storm. Having swelled above upon the ridge of some angel's lid, having reached its tipping point, its critical mass, its end and its beginning, where birth and death dress the same, where the night hides all records of there ever having been a dawn, where a man or a woman will break or be born. He went on overhead, demented by disbelieved dreams, and the day stayed too much to ask for again, though quiet craving continued and would live on for as long as he was something somewhere, waiting to find and be found, without grounds for hope, though hoping still, like a flower in a book on a shelf. The filament stayed silently bright and surrounded him and me below, me and him above. Chang Tzu's dream came to me, wherein he wondered if he were a man dreaming about a butterfly, or a butterfly dreaming about a man, and so where one had ended, the other one began, and that had blurred and became an untamable truth to a man, or a butterfly, or a Taoist monk, or a construction worker, or a nurse, or an exotic dancer, or a fisherman, a fighter, a flower, a raindrop, a weed, or a seed, from whom three things never stay hidden forever: the sun, the moon, and truth. And so we all get it, sometimes, and then we don't, like trying to hold water, or light, or love in a word.
Thanks for that. Much appreciated. Well, next day, Brian, Steve.
Siesta. Between sleep and wakefulness in the mid-afternoon. Between sleep and wakefulness in the mid-afternoon heat of Andalusia, I overhear a distant argument in the courtyard, four floors below a rooftop garret. It ends abruptly with the slamming of a shutter, sending four or five red and green African parrots skittering from their perch to a roof opposite. Smiling to myself, I stretch lazily, feeling you beside me asleep. I trace a line with my index finger from your shoulder to your brow, and gently brush my lips on your dark lashed eyes. You half smile in your slumber, and move closer to me. Through the open door, I vaguely and sleepily make out our towels on the line, green and red orange, in contrast against an opalesque sky, moving gently in a hardly noticeable breeze, the cool poniente of the coast of life. An enticing scent of Spanish omelette wafts in from somewhere near, and makes me lick my lips and think of dinner later, with you, sitting out under the stars, in the old city of Cadiz, sparkling below us. The bell of the great Baroque cathedral, golden now in the intense sunlight, rings out 4 p.m. in the distance, and you begin to serve.
That's Brian. We have a brief finale of a sort, not. First of all, we'll have Aaron, and then we'll finish tonight.
Love, the deepest expression of our soul's song, a heart aligns itself with the deeper truth. We move ever deeper into the moment. As we give thanks for the lives we give, the universe cradles us in silken fabrics. We walk barefoot in the dark forests, the flow of dreams ever guiding us home. I lie here on a bed of rose petals, ever giving thanks for love's power. It will bring tears to men of strength as we attune ourselves to love's cosmic vibration. Our souls become one.
Taj,
thanks.
So far, you're all good.
All good.
All good. Small, very strong. Well, near, he's still my beating heart, that I might better hear the hearts that you have now. 729 days near, you are always so near.
in a smile, a pout, a look, the back of a head seen in a crowd. Presence, presence, presents, so near to you, turning to disappoint, so near, unfading, our love to you. All you gave us is what we all have. Stiff.
Thanks, Lily Jean. Great to be here. So, the colony had created new under the coalition support, according to Quadru and Italy. The world.
For Roddy, I'm going to do a translation of one of the most beautiful Scottish Gaelic love songs that exists. Bochan Ari and Roy Ranach, and I'll read it in English first, then I'll murder it in the sense of my after that. Bochan Ari and Roy Ranach, which means a sheeling in Roy Ranach. My love and my life were then again Gareth, with hair that curled lowly and sweet kisses so savage. Sweet kisses so savage, and hair that was dashing, he bore his clothes brightly in the fanciest fashion. In the fanciest fashion, his clothes he did cherish, bought with pounds and with crowns in London or Paris. In London or Paris with crowns, or what else, he sought the best gear for me to impress. For me to impress, he got the best stuff around, by belt from Dunedin, Lou Callan my gown. From Lou Callan my gown, from Dunedin the best. My cattle are fattest, my sheep are content. My sheep are content, and my love's in Glengariff, where he wastes me with kisses so sweet and so savage. And in the singing version of that,
It's no poker glass mallow. Oh, he ho, oh, he ho, oh, he re, oh, he le, cause he re, oh, ya, oh, Fernagroe, ye maror. It's no poker glass mallow, cargo bar, ventically. Yana khana mi yaru Ohi ho Ohi ho Iri ri o hele Kasi iri ri o yalo Kodu bar gham ting kali Yana khana mi yaru Koko lana naftu varam Hej na kru jana yana Oh, he 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 oh, oh, he oh, Oh, oh he ho, oh he ho, he re re oh he da, nas he re re oh go.